This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. On the subject of food and supplements and honesty in the nutrition industry, I've got a really interesting, kind of an intimate story, a private story that I've decided to just talk publicly about here. And it starts with us trying to source a certain mineral. I'm not even going to name the mineral because I'm not trying to embarrass anybody here. But we were trying to source a mineral in a certain molecular form, a biologically soluble form, we'll say. And this mineral is associated with some very important health benefits. And so it's not a common mineral. It's not like iron or magnesium or something like that that's very easy to source. So this mineral, we found two potential sources for it. And of course, we contacted them for samples and pricing and so on. And one of the things that we ask for when we source minerals or supplements or anything, frankly, is identity testing documentation. So we want to know what is it and have it confirmed by another outside lab even before we do our own test in our lab. And this mineral is something, by the way, that we cannot test for in our own lab because, well, it's a particularly durable mineral that requires some very different hardware on the ICP-MS, the mass spec elemental analysis instrument that we use. So we asked both of these suppliers for documentation, say, identity testing documentation. Show us that you've sent your samples to an outside lab and that that lab has confirmed that your product is made of this mineral. Now, I should qualify this by saying that these products, there are products sold in health food stores and on Amazon.com and all over the internet that are made from these raw materials. And these products claim to be made of this specific mineral. And yet, what we found is that these suppliers had done no identity testing. Now, one supplier sent us some chromatography graphs, basically from an ultraviolet detector on an LC instrument, liquid chromatography, thinking that they could just bamboozle us, like, oh, here's a graph. It looks sciencey. Must be true. But of course, I know how to read chromatograms because I run these instruments all day. So I know what they are, I know what they say, and I know what they don't say. And you can't just throw a graph in my face with a couple of peaks and say, see, it's proven, it's real. No, that doesn't prove anything. There was no identity statement from the lab. There was no description of standards that were used, nothing. So this was BS, right? So they were trying to throw chromatograms in my face and hoping that we would just say, oh yeah, that must be that mineral. And we said back to them, sorry, this is not acceptable. You need to do actual identity testing where you send your sample to a lab and the lab uses, you know, good science methods, maybe mass spec, something beyond UV. It uses standards and then determines that this molecule is what you say it is. And then they sign their name to that determination and that statement of fact, and that their lab is traceable back through ISO accreditation like our lab is, and that we can trust these results. And let me tell you, both suppliers refused to do that. And they said, we're not going to do that identity testing. They said, if you want to do it, feel free. Go ahead. You spend the thousands of dollars, you do the identity testing. But frankly, even though they didn't say it in these exact words, their attitude was, well, we're selling this stuff all over the internet anyway. Nobody else asked for identity. Now, there you go. See, this is what we encounter all the time. This product's being sold all over the internet. Nobody even knows if it's real. Nobody knows if it contains the mineral that's claimed. And of course, it's sold on Amazon as well. And half the stuff on Amazon is counterfeit or dumpster diving type of foods or supplements that are literally dragged out of the town dump and then put on Amazon. You know what I mean? Counterfeit items galore. So you can't trust anything on Amazon to begin with. But this was a whole new level of just them saying to me, basically, F you, we don't need to know what we're selling. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? You're in the business. of making this raw material and selling it to other formulators that are using this raw material in their formulations, in their supplements, in their liquid supplements, in their powder supplements, in their formulations, whatever. And none of those companies know whether they're even using the real stuff. This is so common in the supplements industry, it would blow your mind. And that's the reason I decided to record this podcast. Again, I'm not naming any companies. I'm not even naming the mineral. But this kind of story is far more common than you might suspect. It is alarmingly common. And the thing that I find over and over and over again is that we, HealthRangerStore.com, we are the only company that I ever hear that's asking these questions. Because when we encounter these situations, which happens frequently, you know, with different questions, different demands for testing and so on, we are universally told that you are the only ones asking these questions, that nobody else is asking these questions. And basically, they're telling us to go F off because we're annoying them for daring to ask questions and daring to demand documents. And again, that's even before we do our own testing. So think about this, folks. Think about this, that Health Ranger Store is the only store that I'm aware of that asks these questions among all the suppliers out there. Now, there may be others who are doing this that I'm not aware of. And I do know there are other supplement companies that do conduct their own identity testing, by the way. So I'm not saying the whole industry is corrupt, but it is shocking how often I encounter this situation where suppliers refuse to stand behind the products they're selling. Basically, they just say, buy our stuff and shut the hell up. And they don't even know what they're selling. They don't know what they're selling because they got it from, you know, some other supplier or some other lab or some other extract type of process somewhere from India or China. And they were told, oh, this is what it is. And they just believed it. So this lie moves on down the supply chain until it ends up on Amazon.com. And you're paying $39 for a bottle of garbage that doesn't even contain what the label claims. And that is happening every day. Have you ever taken supplements like that and they just have no effect when they should have a big effect? I mean, not all supplements have a noticeable effect, but there are certain supplements you take, you should feel a difference, you know? And yet, have you ever had one of those where you're like, I didn't feel anything. I took it for 2 weeks, nothing happened. You know why that is? Because some of those supplements, not all, but some are fake. The active ingredients aren't even in there. Yeah, that is more common than you might imagine. And we encounter it all the time in this industry. And that's what's so shocking. And it's also, I should point this out, there is an economic disadvantage to asking these questions. So when we ask questions, when we refuse to just cover our eyes, you know, see no evil and just blindly pass along some unknown substance to the customer, when we refuse to do that, we are economically disadvantaged because all the other companies out there will just sell that garbage, not even knowing what it is. And they don't care what it is. They don't do any testing. They don't bother with it. And they make a lot of money selling products that sometimes are totally bogus. And then we don't sell this mineral because we can't verify that it is what they say it is. And so we don't have this product that I have in mind. Actually, I had about 3 or 4 products in mind based on this specific mineral. And it's very frustrating that we can't, look, we're not going to sell something if we don't know what it is. I mean, you would think that that's common sense in this industry. You would think that in the world today, that nutrition companies, they put a label on their bottle and they say, this is, I don't know, Eucomia bark. You would think that they would have an identity test in there that says, yep, that's Eucomia bark. And here's the lab test. And here's the proof. And here's the lab that did it. And they've signed off on it. And here's the standards that we used. That's Eucomia bark. By the way, Eucomia bark is a really great Chinese medicine. I'm just using that as an example. It's very good for kidney energy, by the way. One of the best herbs out there in Chinese medicine, in my opinion. The Chinese word for it is du zhong, by the way. It's a great, great herb. Awesome stuff. Du zhong. So anyway, there are companies out there that don't know what they're selling. And it's surprisingly common. I tell you, 10 years ago, before I got into doing all this lab testing and running food manufacturing and retailing and delivery of supplements and so on. 10 years ago, I probably would not have believed what I'm telling you now. I had no idea how dirty the industry is. No idea. And I know that this is one of the arguments of Big Pharma. It's like, oh, these supplement companies are so dishonest and they should be outlawed. And they use that to attack the industry. Well, the problem is there are dishonest people in the industry that are actually giving Big Pharma and the FDA the ammunition to make those accusations. And in many cases, those accusations are quite valid, as we have seen. But it discredits the entire industry, including those of us who are doing a good job on quality control, who are GMP compliant, that's good manufacturing practices, or those of us who are ISO accredited with our lab science and so on. It gives all of us a bad name when there are companies out there that are selling garbage that they don't even know what it is. And there's a similar situation with counterfeit organic out of China. A lot of the organic from China, organic products, organic raw materials, organic foods, is a joke. Because in China, you just pay off the right people and then, oh, suddenly you're organic. Really? That's interesting, because the only thing green about your product is the green cash that changed hands to make it organic, you see. So organic fraud is huge. And I've had these conversations with organic certifiers who tell me freaking horror stories and then beg me not to mention that publicly because they don't want to disrupt the organic, you know, industry or whatever. But the things they tell me are absolutely horrifying, and then we continue to find these things ourselves. So if you don't... If you don't get your products from a source that actually does lab testing, you may be buying expired products, products with high heavy metals in them, products that don't even contain the ingredients that are listed on the label, products that claim to be organic, but they're not. They might be full of pesticides or herbicides, products that are heavily contaminated with microbiology, including E. coli or salmonella. We've seen that before as well. It just goes on and on and on. It's to the point where I barely use anybody else's products. I do. There are some companies I like their formulations and I trust them. So I do that from time to time. But for the most part, I'm only willing to consume things that have gone through our in-house process of extensive testing and identity documents and organic documentation and all these other things that are part of our, you know, requirements. I got to tell you, it's just as much for me as it is for you, because I take our products too. I order from our store. And yes, I get the Health Ranger discount, which does not mean free, by the way. I still pay a lot. I don't get them for free. And I can't just walk in and grab products off the shelf, by the way. We have an inventory control system and it's all very detailed. If products go missing, it flags a bunch of problems. I can't do that. So I can't even shoplift from my own store, believe it or not, which is a funny way to describe that. So I buy them too. But I only trust the products that have gone through our process, with very few exceptions. There are some other exceptions out there. But it's just shocking to me. It's shocking that this is the state of our industry right now. And it just underscores the importance of, you know, quality trusted suppliers who have, you know, clean products that they've actually done some testing on. And, you know, we had that recent story about Amazon.com selling dumpster trash or expired products. The Wall Street Journal did a big investigation where they went dumpster diving behind Trader Joe's. Remember that? And they found a bunch of expired, like actual dumpster products that Trader Joe's had thrown away. And Wall Street Journal, they were able to clean up those products and ship them off to Amazon and have them listed and sold as new on Amazon.com. And then we ordered some superfoods, like some, what was it, grape fiber powder, and it was almost 17 months expired. We received it in 2020, and it had expired in August of 2018, and Amazon was gladly selling that stuff, even though it was way expired. Just goes to show you, a lot of these retailers, they honestly don't give a crap. They don't give a crap. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine the trouble that we would be in at healthrangerstore.com or even over at InfoWarsStore.com, if they sold something that expired in 2018, it'd be a front page story on the New York Times or the Washington Post. When Amazon does it, no coverage in the media except the Wall Street Journal. Of course, the Washington Post didn't cover that because the Washington Post is owned by Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon.com, or largely so. So, you know, there you go. You can't trust the media. You can't trust these big tech retailers. You can't trust these big companies for the most part. It's only the small independent companies that care about their customers, that are that take responsibility for the safety of their products, like us, that you can even trust anymore. Just, it's just amazing. And the longer I've been in this business, the more I've learned that I don't trust anybody for the most part. It's just, when I see like the suppliers, like, well, we're not going to give you identity reports for this mineral. Good luck. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because that's basically all you sell. And you don't even know what the hell it is. How are you in business? How do you sleep at night? You don't know what you're selling. But that exists in this industry. It's insane. But in any case, look, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your support for what we do and our dedication to quality and safety and clean ingredients as well. If you'd like to support us, shop at healthrangerstore.com. And I'll continue to put our products through a very rigorous process, because I want you to have clean, safe, fresh supplements and superfoods. That's what we're all about. Thank you for your support. Mike Adams here, the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Thanks for listening. We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common in many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.